I'm Ronnie Barber, and welcome to this brand new edition of News Junkie. Junkie. News for people like you and me who need their news, must have their news, crave their news, want the news, but only want it in small hits and with clean news needles. No fancy graphics, no slick stings, just news. We'll look at the big stories you'll need so you don't look stupid in the pub. Oh, by the way, the name News Junkie, it's just a name. We're not encouraging you to go and, you know, take drugs unless they've been prescribed by your doctor or bought directly from a reliable dealer.
News!
One of the big stories of the week is that Kim Jong-un, say it softly and it's almost like praying. Well, he's increased in tension with the rest of the world by threatening to launch a missile. But one professor from a university thinks his posturing is down to his low blood sugar levels. Sometime earlier, in a pre-recorded not live interview, I began by asking the professor what his name was.
Professor Anna Clenge.
And what are you professory about?
I am professory about low blood sugar levels.
How can we be sure about this? I see. Professor, you've watched Kim Jong-un. Is he manifesting the signs and symptoms of a world leader suffering from low blood sugar levels?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Professor, you've watched Kim Jong-un. Is he manifesting the signs and symptoms of a world leader suffering from low blood sugar levels?
Again?
Professor, you've watched Kim Jong-un. Ha ha ha. Is he manifesting the signs and symptoms of a world leader suffering from low blood sugar levels?
Again?
Professor, you watch Kim Jong-un. Is he manifesting the signs and symptoms of a world leader suffering from low blood sugar levels?
Well, the short answer is yes. The long answer will cost you a lot more.
Thank you, Professor. Well, one person who knows him intimately, but not in that way, is his nanny, who nannied him for years. Her name is Nana Moon. She joins me live on the phone and not in the studio. Nana, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Robbie.
You were the nanny for Kim Jong-un.
Yes, I was. Yes, that's right.
Was he a naughty child?
Well, I'll tell you something about this Kim Jong-un. He's very, very naughty when he's got low blood sugar.
Yes, that's what we've been talking about, yeah.
So basically, any time he hasn't had enough sugar in his system, like a biscuit or whatever, he just gets a bit grouchy, Robbie.
Mm.
He just gets a bit kind of narky, you know. And it's nothing massive. You just need to give him a jelly baby or a packet of Rolos or Toffos, and he's back on the straight and narrow, Robbie.
What would you do now, though? We see these raising tensions around the world. What would you do about trying to correct his behaviour now?
Well, Robbie, I think seeing that he's getting very, very naughty, seeing what I'd do is I'd go down to the disputed zone between South Korea and North Korea. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And I would build the biggest naughty step in the world.
A naughty step.
I'd build the biggest naughty step in the world, and I'd get Super Nanny to come in, and any time he's a bit naughty with the nuclear tests, 10 minutes on the naughty step, on the big naughty step. If he upsets another leader of the world, President Obama or whatever, 20 minutes on the naughty step. If he nukes another country, that's half an hour. I've got to be strict on that one, Robbie. But he would know then. That's the thing. He would know that if he's naughty, naughty step.
Wow. And do you think that would work then?
Not really, no.
News!
The other big story is the funeral of the ironing lady, Margaret Thatcher. With a projected budget of over £8 million, it's going to be the biggest funeral since the last one. Rumours abound and rebound and bound again about the planning of this, and one of the bigger ones is that the man behind it and in front of the Olympic opening ceremony, Danny Boyle, is planning a spectacular pageant. He joins me not in the studio. Danny, is this true?
Hey, sir.
Danny Boyle. Well, on the day, the world will indeed be watching, smelling, touching and feeling the occasion. And News Junkie's funeral reporter, Don Kitter, will be there reporting. Last night, I caught up with him as he was planning the day.
We are inside my funeral tent.
The funeral tent?
Yes, my funeral tent. I'm kitted out for the coverage of the day, and we are here. We are going to watch the whole thing. And let me tell you, 42-inch plasma there. I will be commenting on everything that happens during Margaret Thatcher's funeral on that TV.
Right, so you're not actually going to be on the procession site itself, or the
roof? No. I'll be looking at everything on that 42-inch widescreen TV, which, by the way, was difficult to get into a two-man tent.
Yes, I can see that. Obviously, it's going to be a highly charged, highly emotional day. Just describe some of the things that will be available for people who come to pay their respects to the Baroness.
Well, a lot of coverage on the protests that might happen, the tributes that are taking place, but some of the stuff that is getting missed by the media are the special places that people can go and express their feelings in their own way. There is, for instance, right kind of just down the left on the road up there, if you can see it, Ronnie, is the Hysterical Hut. So anyone who is in a mind to be completely hysterical about the funeral will go in there. They can bawl their eyes out, they can get the endless supply of tissues in there, and they can go into the Hysterical Hut and be hysterical in there. They've also got just past the Hysterical Hut,
yes,
they've got the for the lefties, if you like, Ron, they've got the Outrage Outhouse.
I see.
So they go along, they go, why are we doing this?
Right.
Why are we here? Why are we spending 10 million? Yeah. They can go in there and they can do it. And they can drink bitter from the North, Ron, because that's what they drink.
Right. Okay.
Again, sorry to point you down this particular road, because it's all on this road.
Yes.
They've got the Weeping and Wailing Well.
The Weeping and Wailing Well?
Weeping and Wailing Well.
Right.
So anyone who is weeping and a wailing, they can look down this well and they can weep and wail down it. Because actually, what it does is it condenses the sound, Ron.
Right.
It makes sure that no one else can hear them weeping and a wailing.
Right.
And they can do it down there. Because no one wants to hear them weeping and wailing, Ron.
Don, thank you. You will be reporting for News Junkie as the day develops. Thank you so much for talking to us.
News!
That's it for this edition of News Junkie. If you'd like to contact us, you can't. Goodbye!